AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A week after Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy said Mayor Rahm Emanuel had his back, the mayor asked McCarthy for his resignation this morning. Given the furor over a video released last week that showed a white police officer killing a black teenager, Emanuel says the city needs a new police superintendent.
Now is the time for fresh eyes and new leadership to confront the challenges the department and our community and our city are facing as we go forward.
Because the mayor is maintaining control of a panel of five civilians he appointed today to review police accountability, the executive director of Rescue Release Restore, a nonprofit in Chicago, says the task force changes nothing.
So what this is another attempt by the mayor's office to simply orchestrate how we will handle transparency from his office. There will be no difference. We have three boards already that's supposed to do this.
The IRS has told Congress in a letter made public today that the agency's criminal investigators will not continue to use cell phone tracking technology without first seeking a warrant. The Pentagon is expanding its special operations force in Iraq and Syria.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the special operators will help Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State militants, with the Americans eventually conducting raids and taking other surprise actions that will put militants on notice.
You don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window. And that's the sensation that we want all of ISIL's leadership and followers to have.
Appearing before a House panel, Carter did not offer troop numbers. Some Republicans are calling for the U.S. to put more boots on the ground. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A big day on Wall Street, the Dow picking up 168 points. This is AP Radio News. Congress appears poised to approve a multi-year transportation bill.
Facing a Friday deadline, congressional negotiators reached agreement on a five-year, $281 billion measure that's designed to improve the nation's roadways and transit systems. This is House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Help families and workers by rebuilding our infrastructure and giving a boost to our economy.
While the measure would mean an end to the short-term extensions approved in recent years that have made it tough for states to plan long-term projects, the money is still about a third less than the $400 billion the Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says is needed. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
20 former top national security officials, Democrats and Republicans, are calling on Congress not to block the U.S. resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.